Isn't it amazing how something so small that can only be seen through a microscope can have such a big impact? At this point, we've all seen pictures of the coronavirus. It's a nasty looking little thing, and still, even today, I can't quite wrap my mind around the reality of what we've experienced in recent days and weeks, and even the effect over the months to come. Something we can't see, with our eyes floating in the air, an invisible enemy. But invisible enemies are nothing new, really. Germs, bacteria, and viruses, they've been around making us miserable for literally centuries. I did a search on viruses and discovered this one giant virus called pithovirus, apparently, after being dormant for 30,000 years, woke up and is still infectious. Crazy. These invisible enemies, they keep us washing our hands for 20 seconds and wiping down and trying to disinfect every single surface of our home. And they keep us trying to not touch our face, which is really hard for me, by the way. I don't know about you, but I had no idea how difficult that would be. We work to fight off what we can't see. It reminds me of the H.G. Wells science fiction novel, The War of the Worlds. Martians invade Earth, and all seems almost lost until they all fall over dead. Why? Bacteria. The Martians' immune system couldn't fight off the Earth-born bacteria. The end. Earth wins. So, what are we fighting against that we can't see other than coronavirus? Well, I know from one of the very first Bible verses that I ever memorized, 1 Peter 5:8, that my invisible enemy, the devil, walks around like a lion, watching for someone to eat up. He is prowling around trying to defeat us, tempt us, attack us in any way he can. But often, don't we give him credit for every horrible circumstance or inconvenient reality that we face, when actually sometimes we may be lying in a bed that we made ourselves? He is a bit more crafty than the obvious hurdles we face. He is sly and sneaky, disguised even as an angel of light, whispering half-truths in our ears, planting seeds of doubt to turn us ever so slightly away from truth. He knows even the smallest turn can get us big time off course. This invisible enemy, with every single distraction, every lie he can make you believe, every peaceful moment he can steal and replace with fear or worry, isn't attacking you over the things you can see. He's attacking you over the things you can't. He wants your faith, your heart, your peace, your mind, and your influence. How do we fight what we cannot see? 1 Peter 5:9. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. This verse is right after the one that describes our enemy as a hungry lion. We're given a glimpse of his true nature, then we're given the way to fight. Resist and stand firm in the faith, and a reminder that we are not alone. When we resist the devil's lies and temptations, it's like a virus covered in Lysol. It can't survive. The devil must flee, and that's the truth. Our invisible enemy comes in many forms. Stay alert. Stand firm in your faith. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I'm Lori Klein.